Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Question mark.
And we're back.
And we're back.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
We're back.
Apologies in advance to folks who have been watching the live video streams. I'm not exactly sure if the problem is resolved at this point, but we'll be monitoring it throughout the broadcast. We did some things and changed some stuff and hopefully it's fine and it's resolved. We'll find out.
That's okay. My hair's a mess.
By the end of the broadcast. We are, of course, the audio stream is fine. And we're, of course, broadcasting to the radio stations as normal. It's just anybody over at, like, our Odyssey channel or watching on Twitch or watch.freetalklive.com. There's been some jank. I've deployed some jank removal techniques.
Cool.
And, you know, the only way I have to test that is, well, just do the next show. So here we are. Let's see.
This Captain's, is only a test.
Captain's log, stardate 10082023. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Glad to have you both here.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. It's
my pleasure. The pleasure's all mine.
It's been a hell of a week, and we've been sort of starting every episode. I know you're on Wednesdays, but we've been starting.
I was on Thursday this week, too.
Yeah.
The listeners are probably sick of me. They're like, get this chick out of here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, tune in on Sunday night. Oh, there she is again.
We basically got you and Bonnie as like the female presence of Free Talk Live, so I don't think we can ever have enough of either of you. But that's just my professional opinion. We've been starting every episode with, like, because, you know, we rotate the hosts. And so, you know, is there anything you want to say about the events of, you know, Ian being taken into custody?
Me personally?
You or I know you've probably had a chance to say your piece, but yeah.
Am I legally required to answer that question?
You are not. No, okay. Not at all.
I'll remain silent.
Okay. All right. Well, then we will kick the show off as we normally do. Or
I can't. What I want to say can't be said on the radio.
We did. I have it here. And yesterday we actually took folks' calls, as we do every night, at 603-283-6160. We took folks' calls, and if they wanted to say something in a letter to Ian, I wrote it down. And so I'm combining those all, and we'll print it out, and we'll mail it to
Ian.
Oh, that's
great!
Because now we have information on how to do that. You can find that over at FreeKeen or at thecrypto6.com. Information on how to write to Ian while he is still in New Hampshire. Word is they're holding him, last I heard, at least until the next hearing.
Which would make sense.
Which will be, I think, the restitution where they determine how much money they're going to rape him for. And that kind of a thing. So he'll be in New Hampshire at least until then, possibly until the appeal kicks in or is finished. I'm not sure how that's going to work.
That
might
be a while.
That could be a while. The appeals process isn't fast, and government isn't known to be an efficient machine that does things quickly.
The facility he's at right now is a state prison or jail. I don't know the difference between the two. I wonder how long they could keep him, because technically that would be the incorrect facility, right? So this is essentially just like a holding period.
It depends on what the government says, right? If the government's like, yeah, that's fine.
You know, I guess so.
Like, yeah. But you're right.
I'm just wondering how long he'd be able to be in, like, the quote-unquote incorrect facility.
Yeah, typically they would want to move him to a federal facility.
Yeah.
And I think much like they did with Aria, they would, like, well, do you want to be in this state? Do you want to be in that state? You know?
I don't even know, like, if they gave Aria an option. Like, I
think she had a choice
of two.
I don't
know if they were like, hey, do you want to go to Devens or Berlin? I don't even, like...
No, I think they were do you want to go to New Hampshire or do you want to go to, like, Louisiana?
Well,
like where her family
really,
was or whatever.
Oh, right. Maybe, but really what was up in the air with Aria was, are you going to a men's facility or a women's facility?
Yeah, took a while to figure out. They were just had to build a new place for just Aria.
It was, yeah, just put her in a little box.
Totally funded, of course.
Yeah. But I remember it was at Porkfest, and we were doing the show. Like, we were sitting down to do the show, and I think an hour before, she received the call from some Fed person, which is already, like, awful enough.
Right, yeah.
And then found out that she was going to a men's facility, and it was just, like, so heavy because we didn't know what that was going to be like.
Yep.
It ended up not being as bad as I thought it was going to be because you don't know what that... I mean, like, you hear stories of what happens to people in prison, right? And you can imagine if you're a trans woman, you know, it's your mind kind of... runs, you know, your imagination runs wild, so to speak. So, yeah, that was just, it was a tough show for us to go through because we were essentially, you know, we talked about it and then we were like kind of trying to ignore it. And we're like, let's talk about music, I guess, because that's, you know, less bad than Aria, you know,
right,
going to prison, a men's prison, you know, for that matter. But.
Well, yeah, it's sad times at Free Talk Live. However, the show must go on, and so we're here, and we are going to make this thing go and continue it on, because the idea of spreading the message of freedom doesn't stop at individuals named Ian and Aria. And in fact, I think that the continued persecution of freedom-oriented people doing freedom-oriented things, specifically Bitcoin, blockchain-related stuff, I think... Oh, nice shirt, by the way.
Thank
both
you.
Of you guys. I didn't get the memo. You
oh,
both
yeah.
wore Bitcoin.
We
shirts.
Coordinated.
Yeah, yeah.
My shirt for people who can't see says, I accept Bitcoin, which is true. I do accept Bitcoin.
I've accepted
for various
it
services.
I've accepted since it. I read the white paper.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean just accepted
very
it
well
as
accepted.
It exists.
Yeah.
Right? It exists. I accept that. Yes.
Yeah.
So as the government continues doing bad things to otherwise peaceful people, like throwing them in cages and storming their home with a battering ram attached to a tank. Right? And as long as the government keeps doing stuff like that, it's only going to strengthen things like, well, Free Talk Live and the larger New Hampshire freedom movement. The turnout, again, I thanked everybody every time I've been on the air since the trial went down or the sentencing. Everybody who showed up, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I know there were people who came and like left before it was even over, but they came. They showed up.
That's, yeah, it's important.
Know? And the participation was fantastic. We packed that courtroom with freedom-loving people.
Except me. I was not there.
Well,
shame.
Yes.
We'll tax you later.
Okay. Exactly. That I was working to get the taxes to pay for.
Oh,
it.
Good.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You're a busy dude. I know what you got going on in your life. So, but like Richie Rich hasn't shown up to any of them for either Aria or Ian.
No, he showed
up at this last one.
Oh, okay. Because, I was about to say, I'm like, give the man credit. He was there.
No, that's what I'm saying. Give him credit.
Okay.
I'm saying, but up until this one, he hadn't shown up for any. But he had been so compelled by the story and what the government's trying to do to railroad him and all that stuff. He's like, I gotta show up. I gotta at least show my face and let people know that, hey, you know, we may differ on this, that, or the other. You know, as libertarians do, they like to bicker about little things and like, oh, my philosophy's way more correct than yours. Whatever it is, right?
Right.
You know, but
yeah,
like,
no one hates libertarians more than libertarians. Right.
unless the government is persecuting a libertarian, and then they all come together and show up.
Yes,
circle
yeah.
wagons.
Which is my point, that
yes,
everybody
yes.
came together. Ian got a standing ovation on his way into the courtroom.
And after reading his letter.
His statement is available,
the
by the way. Yeah, his statement is available by the way, in both audio format as well as written format over at freekeen.com. Mr. Penguin was kind enough to put that up. There's a video that I think, I know it's on Odyssey. It may even be published to YouTube on like his channel. where it's some of the reaction coming out of court, and then it's I actually read Ian's statement, recorded it here in the studio, and then just processed that down and gave it to him, and he edited it into the video. So there's me reading Ian's statement to the court with some video clips and stuff, and then it's the last Monday's special edition of Free Talk Live.
Cool.
Followed
also,
by that. So it, it looks like it's a 3-hour-long video, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you want to, you know, not watch that special edition of Free Talk Live, the rest of the video is only like 15 minutes or something.
And then I believe Bonnie read it on the air.
She did, yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we kind of
piece by piece, and you guys got
we commented a lot on it. It actually took us, like, 2 hours to get through, pretty much. But we had, you know, we had many comments on it.
Well, the audio file alone, when I read it and recorded it, ended up being 20 minutes long.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Yeah, it was a long...
I didn't realize how long it was when he was reading it in the courtroom. Yeah. I was just paying attention to what he was saying, going, yep, uh-huh, yep, yep, that's right, this is true, this is factual, right, you know, that kind of a thing. And I think he did a much better job at sort of, like, wrapping up all of the inconsistencies.
Well, they're his words, right?
Right, but he did a much better job at wrapping them all up for, like, the layperson to understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Where he's like, well, you know, the government said this, and this is how I did this, and this is why I was in this position. And, like, you know, he did a real good job of sort of just vetting the whole case, if you will. Whereas, like, I feel like his lawyers should have done that. But,
well, he put it in English, not legalese.
That's true.
And that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I think it's hard, especially being, like, a lay person, so to speak, sitting in the pews, because we don't, like, being an attorney... They have to say things in their weird legalese way. Like, they can't just come out and say it like, this is BS, and, you know, this is why. They can't really spell it out like that, like you would if you were a normal human being.
Right.
They have to speak court talk to the the prosecution and to the judge especially. So they can't just, like, come out and say normal things. They have to be, like, super strategic.
In the case
then,
of this versus this, we saw that
then,
the defendant, but I'm like, what?
I'm sure, like, certain things that Ian said, although, like, we really understood that. And I think maybe, like, as far as the jury was concerned, I think if Ian was able to read something like that to the jury...
Yeah.
I think that would have been really powerful, because at that point, you know, when the jury's, like, watching the proceedings, they're trying to decipher it, right? Like, they're looking at the evidence, but they're trying to decipher it. And I think if, like, a normal person just went up there and explained it to them, like, hey, this is what really happened.
Right.
They would have got it and maybe got the,
Right. Like, you know, during the trial, I'm surprised that we didn't see... somebody, you know, a cryptocurrency expert, right?
Didn't they try to get one?
There was a couple of people, but, like, I'm surprised that wasn't, like, a bigger part of the strategy to sort of educate. Because each of them jurors were picked because they had no idea or claimed they had no knowledge or idea of what Bitcoin was or how to operate or anything like that, which is dumb because, like, it's supposed to be a jury of your peers,
right?
Like, and these should be people that are on your level, right? They should be technically inclined people, and if this is a Bitcoin cryptocurrency case, then they should be well aware of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency so that they have a base understanding of what it is before coming in and trying to determine the rest of this man's life.
Captain. But the judge educated them on crypto. And when, I think it was David Hathaway, when he pointed that out in his testimony.
Judge didn't like that.
Yeah, he was, like, super offended, and because he pointed out these, you know, I don't know if exactly what he said, but basically he was like, you know, the jurors, or he pointed out that somebody didn't know. I think he was talking about the jury, like, oh, they didn't really know about crypto.
Right.
And then the judge got real, like, super personally offended by that and was like, I educated them myself. Okay, well, you don't know anything about crypto.
Right, yeah, you can't, like...
Really? Do you have a cryptocurrency wallet? Do you... I doubt it.
It's the worst sin of, I think, people today, right? Just people who exist thinking that they know more than they do. Right?
Absolutely.
This guy literally knows nothing about cryptocurrency other than what he's been exposed to in this case.
I saw a story on CNN about it.
Yeah.
Well, like, and that's so, I mean, to assume that you would know about crypto if you haven't even, like, if you don't even have any.
Right. Like, I haven't seen him at any.
Have you read the white paper?
I haven't seen him at any of the crypto meetups. Have you?
I haven't. Sure haven't seen. Oh, who's the crypto queen, like that prosecution lady?
Oh, God,
I doubt she knows anything about crypto. Please explain to me exactly how blockchain chain technology works. Because I bet she can't. I bet any one of our friends who were at, you know, Social Sunday could know bounds and bounds and bounds more about crypto than any of those people in the prosecution or the judge, and definitely the jury.
Georgiana, if you're listening, you can suck it.
Yeah,
she'll probably be the first one in line for the BlackRock ETF. Right?
Probably.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
Yeah. So governments in general, if you're listening, I'm sure they are, actually.
Absolutely they are,
throughout
probably.
The trial, like, there was even a time when, like they mentioned something about something said on the show, and then the next day they were like, and just last night, here's a clip from last night's show.
Get a life, loser.
These guys are listening every freaking night to our nationally syndicated radio show.
Haters made me famous or whatever.
Yeah. So we know they're listening, and in fact, we know that it's the only branch of government that does listen.
Hmm. Oh, that's clever, yeah.
That's cute of them.
So if you are listening, too bad, so sad, we're still here.
Yep.
Your attempt at taking down this vehicle of free speech has failed.
Just expands the whole landscape.
Yeah, if anything, you've strengthened the resolve of the freedom community in New Hampshire more than it was before. Everything you do, every kind of action you take against peaceful, freedom-loving people backfires on you because freedom is the question. What's the answer, as Ernie would say?
You know what? I wonder how those people sleep at night knowing that they're attacking peaceful people.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
They probably have to even live with themselves.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think something that has really comforted me through this whole entire thing is, like, my belief in karma. And, you know, I know not every person shares my beliefs of, like, spirituality and divinity and all of those things. But I know a lot of people who have been following, you know, the whole Crypto 6 trial.
Yep.
And a lot of libertarians in New Hampshire, I know a lot of those people are people of faith, Christians, or just spiritual people.
Sure.
A lot of Jewish people, whatever. And for me personally, like, that has given me a lot of peace, just knowing that my personal belief, karma is real. And whether I believe in reincarnation, whether it catches up with them in this life or the next life,
it'll catch up.
It will catch up with them. And good people like Ian, good things will come to good people like Ian.
Yeah.
You know, this movement of peace and freedom that we have in New Hampshire is a good, loving thing. And anyone who is trying to disrupt that is a bad person or they're misinformed.
Or both.
So,
both.
Or more than likely both.
Pick A, B, and C.
All right, so anyway, if you want to write to Ian yourself, go over to freekeen.com. There's some information posted over there by Mr. Penguin of thinkpenguin.com. Thank you for posting that up, Chris. We appreciate that. If you want to call and talk to us tonight, the phone number is 603-283-6160. Last night, and forgive me because I did, you know, two different shows back-to-back, I don't recall which show we talked about this on, whether it was Beard Talk Live or Free Talk Live, perhaps both. Zero Hedge posted a nice chart from, they sourced it, I don't remember where the source is.
Charts are always great on the radio.
Yeah. The U.S. debt, we covered this yesterday, the total U.S. debt is now over $33.442 trillion.
Trillion.
With a T?
Trillion.
And hit $33 trillion just 2 weeks ago, and is on pace to rise by $1 trillion in 1 month.
How high can it go? Let's go to the tote board.
So, and then Zero Hedge prefaces this with, the U.S. added, checks notes, $275 billion in debt in
billion?
One day.
One day. Now, is that debt, or is that a check to Zelensky?
Well, like, some percentage
probably
of it
a little
is
both.
Part of that.
Yeah, okay. Right.
So we covered that last night, and of course, Peakless Mountaineers, you know, more of our economics guy, and so we got to have a nice chat about that. But what I didn't realize was the day after that, so this was October 3rd when Zero Hedge published this information. The very next day, so this would be October 4th, another day, another $33 billion in debt. Or $1.4 billion per hour.
Wow, we should bring up nationaldebtclock.com.
I know,
and where do we start the show at, and where do we...
Oh, my God, yeah.
$1.4 billion per hour. They didn't even allocate $1.4 billion to, like, Hawaii.
I wonder what their credit score is.
They don't. I mean, it's been faltering actually. Like there is amongst countries with the central banks. There's something I can't remember the name of it, but there is a way where they sort of rate each other. And there's these.
Yeah.
I think Moody's is one of them.
Credit Karma.
No. But it's their equivalent to that. It's just in the banking realm instead of in the personal finance realm. S&P is one of them. There's another one that does a standard. Oh, that is Standard & Poor's. That's the one I'm thinking about. So anyway. The U.S. credit rating has dropped a notch, whatever that is, whatever that means in state speak, right? Whatever dollar figure that might equate to them, it has dropped. So, of course, there's not really going to be a slow decline here, in my opinion. I think when the dollar does collapse, it's going to be quick.
Yeah, it's going to crash.
It's just going to be quick.
I think it's been collapsing. It's just It's just
It's lost 99% of its value since we left the gold standard.
Right. It's a glacial apocalypse. It's what it is. It's just going to take forever. I don't think it's going to be like you wake up. Well, I don't know. Everyone says Thanksgiving weekend it'll be like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Banks are open on Monday, and then you get the blue money, which is only. Worth one-tenth of what you have.
Right. It's like your bus pass, like when you get on the city bus and they give you that little ticket, it's only good for like another hour or something to get on another bus.
Well, again, that points to CBDCs with expiring money.
Right,
Money with an expiration date. That's crazy.
It is so crazy.
So just go to National Debt Clock, usdebtclock.org.
.org, right.
The numbers are just going by like, holy cow.
Yeah.
It's like,
and that's real time.
It's real time. It's crazy.
It's inconceivable. The amount of debt.
Inconceivable.
Yeah, the amount of debt the U.S. government is in is just like.
So, $1.4 billion per hour.
Wow.
I can't even wrap my brain
billion,
around that.
And a billion is a million million? That's
I can't
a thousand
even,
million?
Because that's what it is, right? Like, even $1 trillion, like, I'm thinking about $1 trillion.
I can't really even fathom a billion, right?
Even a billion.
Yeah.
A thousand million?
A million? Okay, I guess.
I can grasp a million. Yeah. I think past that, I'm like...
I never have.
I never have
grasped a million. I've never had that much cash in front of me at one time.
Yeah. Like never touched it.
The most cash I've ever had sitting in front of me at one time was $20,000.
Cash?
In cash.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had to sign a check for $1.3 million once.
Wow.
When I was on the town council.
Wow.
So I had to, sign the check.
I was having...
That's like baller status.
Wow.
You're like, this isn't even my money, but I feel like...
I'm signing a check for $1.3 million.
Yeah.
What?
I had this conversation with one of my ex-girlfriends a decade or so ago. And I was like, I just don't feel like anyone's ever going to write me a check for $1 million. You know what I mean? And I just don't feel like
that's
clearinghouse.
Yeah, no, she left the room and came back, handed me a check for $1 million from her personal bank account. I still have it. It's in
don't cash it. It's going to bounce.
It'll cost you $35.
It'll bounce your account.
Yeah, she's like, it's never going to cash, but you said no one would ever write you one, so I proved you wrong already.
That's great.
So, it was pretty fun.
I
put it in one of those books we used to use back in the day where you
pass,
put like
passbook.
No, like photos and stuff.
A photo album?
Yeah, but it's a book, right? Lots of paper
with
little peely back things, Anyway. 603-283-6160. Still to come, we've got our number two story, plus more. It's the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News. News Update. U.S. cities across the country are increasing security measures for Jewish communities and houses of worship after Hamas terrorists launched thousands of rockets at Israel on Saturday, killing hundreds of civilians and taking an unknown number of hostages, including women and children. While state and local leaders said there's no credible threat to the safety of these communities, patrols are being increased out of an abundance of caution. The confirmation of Biden's nominee for U.S. ambassador to Israel suddenly takes on a new urgency. Senate Democrats are pushing aggressively for quick confirmation of Jack Lew as ambassador to Israel after the attack by Hamas on Saturday. The attack, which was widely condemned by both parties and across the ideological spectrum, will kick the effort into high gear. Conservative leaders have signed a letter endorsing Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio to become the next House Speaker, citing his consistent conservative record. Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise are the two top contenders for the next House Speaker. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
What's going on?
Cats are sleeping with dogs. It's raining cats and dogs.
Has hell froze over it?
Probably.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you want to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind over nationally syndicated radio show. Broadcast to, 180 or something radio stations, plus the internet, plus some satellite channels and that kind of thing. So, just we're in a couple of places.
Just a few.
It's a caller-driven show, so we need people to call in.
Well,
No? Second hour, maybe. We got business to take care of.
I like it when new people call in. Somebody that's never called in before call in for me, please?
First time caller.
603-283-6160.
West of the Rockies.
6160.
Yes, please, call in
and talk to me.
Speaking of calling in, let's just go right away to, this is Mr. David Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
Gentlemen, ladies, and assorted malcontents.
Hey. Assorted they are.
How are things in rain, Chester?
Rain check.
Rain check? Is it raining? Is it raining more here than there?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Hard to tell. But like this summer hasn't really been summer. It's just been rain the whole time.
Rainer.
Anyway, you were calling in for a reason, David, I assume.
No, I just calling to say hi.
Oh, hey. All right, man.
What's up?
No, I do have. I do have. I had.
You watching football today?
I don't have. Not, it's not news this time. I might think of it as insight with relation to something you guys reported on a week or two ago. So okay. You've been up. I just listened to your update on what happened to Liberland.
Yeah.
So
I don't know the outcome of that. All I know is that they were basically raided by Croatia.
Yeah. So back when this first started, I guess in 2014, I was a sometime co-host on Free Talk Live, and
indeed.
I would maybe it was 2015, and so I indicated that every time I heard some new abuse by the Croatian government in Liberland, I would drag up something from the Bosnian War that they did, like that everyone's forgotten, but I can remind people because I was there.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to go in chronological order here. The crimes app happened in at different times, and I'm just trying to pick up where I left off and remind people one of the things that the Croatian government did that was so despicable was it wasn't quite direct, but it was the destruction of a landmark known as the Stari Most.
Okay.
And this was the most famous, this was probably, I would guess it might have been the most famous landmark in all of Bosnia. I can't name one that was, off the top of my head, that was more revered. And it was an ancient bridge, which the Croatian-backed Croatian militias shelled until it was destroyed over a long period of time. And an American videographer captured it on video, most of the process. On video, and this led to a lot of media coverage, and there was a documentary that was shot in connection with this called Death of a City. This is in the city of Mostar in Croatian-controlled, partially Croatian-controlled Herzegovina in Bosnia. It's very complicated. But anyway, you should just Google it sometime. Just Google Death of a City. The best war documentary shot in the history of the known universe.
Really? Okay.
And it centers around, Death of a City.
Okay.
Jeremy Bowen, he was a reporter for ITN, just a brilliant writer, had this incredible Orwellian, he was a lot like George Orwell. He had this real sense of understatement and, just an incredible broadcast writing style. So you've got to see this thing. And it should be still on YouTube. It was when I looked for it a few years ago. But that's just, that's one of the many crimes committed by the Croatian government. Every time they do something in the Liberland, I'll resurrect one of these things. If I find out about it.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's all.
All right. Well, hey, Dave, thank you for the call. Where can folks find out more about you and what you do?
It's RidleyReport.com.
RidleyReport.com. Thank you so much for your work, man. Keep it up.
You're welcome so much.
Peace. All right. So I have not seen that. Have you guys seen that documentary?
The documentary? Yeah.
I've heard of it, but I have not seen it.
I made a mistake one time. And,
really?
More than one time. But I'm going to tell you about one particular mistake.
Sure. Okay.
And, to say it's a mistake is kind of a misnomer. It's just something that I don't think I'd want to repeat again.
Yeah, I didn't believe that you'd make a mistake.
But I made a mistake once, but I was wrong. Or I thought I was mistaken once. Anyway. So, friend of mine invited me and another friend of mine over to smoke some marijuana.
Whoa!
And he was like, hey, by the way, I just got a copy. This is VHS days, right? So,
yeah.
Probably 89, 90, somewhere
in
there.
Please be kind, rewind.
You know? And he's like, oh, hey, by the way, I know we're all freshly baked and everything, but I just got this new nuclear war documentary I want to put on. And we're like, sure, whatever, because we're baked. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
Throw on a movie. Why not? Right? Let's watch this thing. And we said nothing. For it was like a 3-hour movie, too.
Yeah.
Right? We were all just, because we were so baked, we were just like, our jaws were like, right? You know,
no.
And like, whoa, this is heavy, man.
Put our faces of death, man.
Like, I feel weird after watching. Like, we all just sort of left and were like quiet. And,
oh yeah, you know, like unsettled.
It was the worst buzz I've ever had.
Yeah. Like, thanks for killing the vibe,
throw
bro.
The emergency brakes on a good time.
It's like, weren't we supposed to watch, like, Wayne's World or something?
So the,
like,
the wall?
And Butthead? Yeah, the wall, yeah.
That's right. A good one, too. That'll
something
you
cool.
Right down.
The moral of the story is, don't get overly baked before you watch nuclear war documentaries. That's
right. Yeah. Or if there actually is a nuclear war.
If there's a nuclear war, you might just go for it.
You might actually be baked.
You might want to try some hard drugs in that case.
Yeah, because, you know, time is short at that point.
Right, you'll be up in smoke.
Yeah.
You just be vaporized. Oh, I'm sorry, vaporized. What have we been talking about? Oh, we're supposed to talk about some other stuff, aren't we?
The debt.
The debt.
Did you have a read that you had to do?
I'll do it later.
Let's start all over again.
It's fine. It's not like...
Take two.
The sound quality and the content that we do here is professional, but we aren't really. I mean, are we?
No.
You know?
Professionals mean that you get paid.
The Koch brothers have never sent me a check, so, you know.
Never had a check for $1 million.
We've been accused of that, though. They're like, Free Talk Live is a Koch brothers present. It's like, no, it isn't, man.
Yeah. We're using 1989 technology, right? Microphones and pre-amps, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not even digital.
Yeah. Well, we are in some places, there's a lot of conversions going on.
Yeah.
If you look underneath this desk, there's a series of, like, adapters that were purchased at Radio Shack and stuff like that, right?
Yeah,
you know, it's not... Yeah, this is not a high-budget studio, right. Although Mr. Freeman has done a great job of getting professional-quality sound out of this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody who sits in front of these microphones sounds great.
Stick it to the man.
So, well,
I thought that was just me.
Yeah.
I thought this was just like my you know, my natural voice. I don't sound like this all the time.
You probably sound better than most because you already have, you know, sort of a good voice. Right?
Thank
so
you.
Then the mics improve it. But if you have a crappy voice, you come in here and you sit down, you still sound better than you do in real life.
But no one likes to hear their own voice.
Right.
Yeah,
that's like a guaranteed.
Yeah. And
that doesn't sound like that.
It's difficult for me. Like when I was doing the read of Ian's statement, you have to listen to yourself and your own sibilants.
Yeah.
And did I miss? And you get these little sounds.
These
mouth sounds that you
that's
have to, like,
you just
edit
it
out and
bit.
Stuff. Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, I use the power of editing. Right.
Yeah.
I can. I know how to do that kind
I
of thing. But, like, and even then, you don't get them all. So there's always, you know, and if you're an artist, you're like, I could have done that riff better or whatever, right?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about because I used to do voiceovers for, like, my yoga classes on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then I remember, I'm very, like, low tech. I don't do this professionally. I'm just trying to make some content.
Play, pause,
that I
record.
Enjoy. Right? I mean, like, using. The microphone on my laptop, and I remember years later I was rewatching a video just because I was kind of sorting through them, trying to get rid of the bad ones. So I was using headphones, and of course things sound a lot clearer when you're wearing headphones.
Yes, they do.
And I'm listening to it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you could literally hear, like, my sister or somebody doing dishes, like the clanging of her putting away dishes
in the background.
And I'm like, yeah, delete.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of them were like that.
If you're
going to
do,
embarrassing.
If you're going to do voice work, at least have a separate microphone. Don't use something built into your computer.
Yeah.
Right. And if you're going to go that far, then don't get just some crappy thing you plug in. The first crappiest, cheapest thing. Go for at least the middle way, right?
Yeah.
You know, throw a couple extra bucks at it for
it
the quality
right.
of sound, right?
Yeah.
And that way, if you need to do it again, you've already got the gear to do so, and you don't have to re-spend.
Now, if I do anything like that, I'll probably just come over here.
Or it's usually, like, if you're watching a YouTube video, I this is a pet peeve. So they're showing you something. Look at this incredible tractor over here, and you hear them. Then they move the thing away,
move
the camera away from their mouth, and they're talking about the tractor, and you're looking at the tractor like, I can't hear a word the guy's saying about this tractor, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I've seen that on, like, commercials or YouTube videos that are, like, non-professional.
So
done.
Here's the most critical part that you don't want to get caught in.
And that's how you do it. And you're like, that's how you do it.
Here's my secret.
I actually recorded Ian's statement over here as well in the studio. I was going to do it at home. Ironically, I'm more prepared to do voiceovers from my home studio than I am here.
Well, that's your thing, right?
It's just a... it's a preference, right? Plus, I know my own gear better than I know the gear here, so it's faster for me to operate there as well. But I just decided to do it over here because I was already here for a thing. I was troubleshooting some stuff here, and it was, I think, the first day after the trial or whatever, and so I just wanted to make sure, you know, Bonnie wasn't hanging out by herself all day, you know. There's some other people around the house and that kind of a thing, so I just decided to do it here, and so she hung out, and, you know, I got it done. And it's up there on Freekeen if you want to find it.
It sounds great with all that Koch Brothers equipment.
Yeah, our advertising. <It's really>
It sounds great.
Yeah. Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Gigi in South Carolina.
All right.
Good evening, everyone. Nice to hear all of you once again. I am very pleased that the gentleman prior to me, I believe his name is David Ridley.
Ridley.
I beg your pardon. I like what he made mention of as a passionate former professor of international relations and history. I agree with what he said about Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
Bombing the famous medieval bridge in Bosnia Herzegovina. I believe, and I ask that please be cooperative with my pronunciation. I believe the name of the 13th century bridge is called the Mostavar Bridge. Mostavar. I hope I'm pronouncing it properly.
Yeah, I'm guessing
so. It was a brutal destruction, and it is a famous landmark in the Balkans. Indeed it is. And the other
is
thing
or was.
I'd like... Pardon?
Is or
well,
was?
Well, parts of it are still there.
Okay.
The other thing I'd like to bring up, it concerns me very much, and I always enjoy listening to when the major calls because he's passionate about history,
mm-hmm.
as Robert is from Charleston, my city.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know, as well as for our listeners out there, because we have talked quite often about Palestine being militarily and economically occupied
mm-hmm.
by the Israeli authorities, and yet what happened Saturday in Israel is very unsettling to me, and I feel it's going to broaden into southern Lebanon. And I just have a gloom and doom feeling, and I'd like to hear from other listeners and contributors their opinions, whether they are Israelis, Americans, Jewish, Catholic, Christian, atheist, Muslim, or Arab, I don't care the background, the heritage. I want to hear other people's opinions because that's what's important, and that is always reinforced in this wonderful program.
Well, and we appreciate your words, too. Can you, for the listeners, give a summary? Now, I ask this for personal reasons as well. I've only seen headlines. And like
it's very bad, Captain.
Yeah, what I know is happening is, well, more people are dying, right?
Yeah, I heard the death toll
skyrocketed. Over 700 Israelis are dead, but you know what? We are going to hear in the near future of Palestinian deaths and casualties, especially amongst Palestinian civilians. That is equally sickening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And dangerous. It's only going to escalate.
I just thought to myself, oh, the S is popping off and over there
that's
again.
That's right.
You know?
That's exactly correct. And personally, I feel that it's a tit for tat. And I look just like what's the gentleman's name? Ridley?
Ridley, yes. Dave Ridley.
Mr. Ridley pointed out, and correctly so, history. There's always a paper trail. Look at the raid on Entebbe. Look at the Munich
Olympics
with the Israeli athletes. Look at hijackings. And this, in my opinion, and I'm not saying it's wrong or right, it's just an observation on my behalf, this infiltration on many fronts into Israel was brilliant on the part of Hamas, because Israeli intelligence had their pants down to their ankles, and it's payback for 56 years of being militarily and economically occupied by a foreign entity. However, on the other side of the argument, we are still hearing about the horrible, horrible things happening to Israeli civilians. This is what is bad, and it's only going to get worse. And it's going to happen when Israel goes in and bombards the hell out of Gaza, because you know that's coming.
So, Gigi, you said that the Israeli intelligence were caught with their pants down. Is it the same type?
Oh, you bet. Down to their toes.
Right. But is it the same way that our military intelligence was caught with our pants down on September 11th?
Oh, I love the way you think. Yes, sir. I could reach through the phone and kiss your cheek.
Oh, no, I'm jealous.
Well, hold on.
Hit
the captain first.
The captain knows I have a crush on him. I tell my husband all the time, if we weren't married. But I have to be respectful. The captain has a wife, and she deserves respect.
Sure.
Okay.
You are correct, sir. I agree with that assessment.
So actually, Gigi,
they are actually comparing it to Israel's 9/11. Intelligence, Mossad and Shin Bet, the Israeli military intelligence in Hebrew is called Shin Bet. Where were they?
Well, if they were caught, if they intentionally let their guard down to escalate it, like, you know, you got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet kind of thing, like September 11th.
I wouldn't put that past Netanyahu and his ultra-fascist coalition in the Israeli parliament.
Right, get
but
his ratings up.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. So, Gigi, I want to ask you a question, because you seem rather informed on the issue. So I have some friends that are more informed than I am on, you know, international happenings.
Yes, ma'am.
And a lot of people are taking the side of Palestine in this, saying that Israel is essentially like kicking Palestinians out of their homes and is attacking them, and that Israel's more on the offense and Palestine's more on the defense.
Many people feel that way because the Gaza Strip and the West Bank have been militarily and economically occupied by the military of Israel. And where is the freedom for Palestine to exist as an independent nation? They are correct in that many people feel that way. I personally feel that is a legitimate argument.
Okay.
Hey, at the same time, if Palestinians have something to gripe about, look at Northern Ireland. They have been militarily and economically occupied by the British for over 900 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Gaelic is no longer the language of instruction or in the legal system. It is English.
Right.
So
yeah,
I think this is just
gone.
Another example of, you know, to put it in very simple terms, government bad.
Yeah, I mean, certainly governments...
I have no problem with that assessment.
Yeah, certainly governments are responsible for the situation.
I look at this as Hamas taking action and saying to Israel, screw you, this is payback.
All right. Well, hey, Gigi, thank you so much for the call tonight. We appreciate you. I just want to clear up the record. I am not currently married.
Gigi, how does she know about this?
I just wanted, like, there's a caveat. Like, I do own a guitar or two, and I'm sort of married to those.
Oh.
Like,
I thought you were like,
them?
You know how, like, chicks always dig guitar players? You're like, so I'm on the market, and I do play the guitar.
Well, it's, right, yes.
I was,
but, like,
you know, am/was in a rock and roll band.
But I've had this happen multiple times in long-term relationships that I've had with women, where, like, there's at some point, They get jealous of the guitar.
Yeah, it's like you're always going to be second. Right. Sorry.
And like, and I'm upfront about this. Yeah. Like, when we get to, I'm like, look, I do music. I can't help it. Like, sometimes I get inspired. I'll just, like, leave the room and go jam out a riff or something.
But this is,
you know, and then, like, at some point, they'll be like, well, he loves me or loves his guitar more than he loves me and that kind of a thing. And it creates a real problem. So, it
exists. And I believe that because, so I'm a big fan of music, rock and roll, classic rock, metal specifically. And those are a lot of, like, touring musicians, typically. So I've heard slash read the stories of a lot of, like, rock and roll wives, tour wives, and, like, kind of their experience. Like, I'm thinking of Sharon Osbourne, for example, and kind of how they have dealt, you know, especially, like, you know, I've been married to this person for, like, 30, 40 years throughout the whole craziness of the 70s and touring and rock and roll and, like, they're being really popular. And it's just so interesting to hear the woman's perspective of, like, I have children at home.
Right.
And, you know, how it is being married to someone who is touring frequently for like 10, 15 years straight, on drugs, going through rehab, because a lot of, you know, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll, that was real. So it's just so fascinating to me to, like, listen to the woman's perspective of, and especially women that have, like, stuck through it with them.
Yeah.
It's just fascinating to hear, like, them sort through that and then just, like, totally not really be jealous. I mean, I'm sure they had jealous moments at times, but, like, how much strength you need as a person and how much you need to, like, really love and trust somebody to stay with them through all of that.
Well, and or, like, and you bring up great points, but also from what I've read about some of the, like, the more famous musicians and whatnot, the more colorful lives, they have had agreements with their spouses, right? And they vary from, you know, depending on what their religion is or what their personal beliefs are, everything from strict monogamy to, like, when you're on the road, you know, I guess it's all right, you know, depending on the couple, right? But it's an illustration in following your agreements, right?
Yeah.
The successful people follow their agreements, right? And this is a lesson that you can take from rock and roll and apply it to anything. Any avenue in life that you're in, anything that you're doing, whether it's professional or like a volunteer thing or something for your kids, right? If you make an agreement with somebody, keep it, right?
Yeah.
It sounds so simple, but like it gets away from so many people.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I worked with a band. The lead singer was married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was the sound engineer, and he never wore his wedding ring on stage, and that was an agreement between them because it was good for business that he wasn't married.
Right, right.
And that was like the OnlyFans girls, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
So OnlyFans, well, okay, it's a little different, but like obviously, like if you're a sex worker or if you're like, you know, a cam girl, so to speak, you're not going to talk about your boyfriend on Instagram. You know, like that's bad for business.
Bad for business.
So some of those couples have, because some of them, believe it or not, do have boyfriends.
So you've been told anyway.
So I've been told.
603-283-6160. We still have more to talk about. We've got our number two story coming up and some more of your calls and thoughts. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.